If you think about this as it relates to sharing, think about sharing a sincere compliment. Now, I truly believe people can see through superficial compliments. But I mean, a sincerely given compliment to someone. Now, they may still think that it's superficial because some people just don't like to receive compliments. But if you're purposeful about it and you're truly sincere about it, you might be surprised how God will use that.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
I'm reminded of a young child who brought a Christmas gift to her teacher. And it was very obvious that as she entered the classroom with this gift, that this gift was very well used and probably reused. In fact, the child set it down on the teacher's desk and said, "My mom got this gift 2 years ago and she didn't want it. She called everybody in our family and they didn't want it either. So mom said, bring it to school and give it to you." You know, sharing is good, but sharing sincerely, with some forethought, with intent, with purpose, goes so much further than just giving somebody something that you don't want. And I want to consider that this morning. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to Acts chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verses 42 through 47, reading from the ESV. It reads like this. "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful for your word, and I pray that today we're not only blessed by the reading of your word, but Father, that we take your word and apply it to our lives and live it out applicably and practically day by day. Father, I pray that we look for those ministering moments to share you, to share your kingdom, to share of our talents and our resources with others. Father, make us mindful of those opportunities. How we love you, how we praise you. We pray this in the strong name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, normally, I just read to you from the ESV, but this morning, I'd like to also read to you from the NLT. And the reason being, the NLT uses a word, and you're going to find that word or some form of that word four times. Listen carefully and see if you can find the word. It's probably pretty obvious, but see if you can find the word that I'm hoping you'll find. Again, Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 42, it reads like this. "All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all. And the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions, and they shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day and met in their homes for the Lord's Supper and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. Did you hear the word? It's implied in the ESV, but it's actually written in the NLT. It starts with an S. Share. Yes, shared. Sharing, shared. It comes out four times. And I think it's so critical for us to understand the importance of sharing. Sharing not only of our possessions, not only of our money, of our resources, but also of our wisdom, of our knowledge, of the things that God has given to us, our giftings. It's so important for us to use those things, share those things with others. Because what does the text say? Through their sharing, of course, it was the apostles preaching and teaching and all too. But sharing comes over and over and over again and really jumps out. And it says, and each day the Lord added to their fellowship for the building of a church. No, for others being saved. I want you to understand, this is a juncture in history where the term Christian hadn't been coined quite yet. People who were followers of Christ were known as keepers of the way or belonging to the way, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So it was this whole idea of people being of the way, keeping the way. It wasn't about Christianity or building a church. It was about building the kingdom of God. And that's how it should still be for us today. Yeah, invite people to church. Sure, we want people to come. But it's more important that people find Christ, that the kingdom of God is being built, that it's being enlarged daily. Because, you know, being a Quaker won't get you to heaven. Having an understanding up here of Jesus will not get you to heaven. It doesn't do any eternal good. Being saved, knowing Christ here in our heart, that's what makes the eternal difference. And through our sharing, wisdom, knowledge, resources, money, whatever, through our sharing, many times God can use that for the building and betterment of his kingdom, but more importantly, so people can find Christ and their lives be transformed, not just here on this earthly plane, but for all eternity, safe with God. That should be our goal as Christians, that others find the way, find Jesus, know him in the free pardon of sin. So as I consider this text, I want to share three things with you that jumped out at me in my study this week. And the first thing is this, as it relates to sharing. Sharing was foundational to the building of the early church. This was foundational to the building of the early church. They shared their meals together, their money, their possessions, their homes. And the outcome was that God increased the number of people who were being saved daily, daily, through the act of sharing. Sharing was clearly an intentional part of the early church movement. And some 2,000 years later, it should be an intentional part of our building the kingdom of God, pointing other people to the way so that they too can know Christ in the free pardon of sin. There may be ways today that you are sharing with people and you've never connected the dots. You may be sharing and you may be sharing. You may be really giving to people in ways that you've never connected the dots, asking God to make that purposeful, to make that meaningful for the kingdom of God. I was reading an article about a gentleman who was giving rent to a family of non-believers. And he said, somebody came to him and asked him, well, just how much are you giving a year to that family with them not paying any rent? He said he sat down and he figured up what the fair market value was on that home. And he got to really pushing the numbers. And he realized he was giving about 22% of his annual income to this particular family in free rent. And he said, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and he says, they're unbelievers. Are you giving that to them? Or are you giving that to me? And all of a sudden, the light went on. He says, I'm giving that to you, God. This is 22% of giving that I'm giving to you. And he began to pray for that family and use that as a point of input into that family to pray for them. He prayed for them to find a church, to find a church home, to be active, but most importantly, to find Christ Jesus. And he said within a month, there was a phone call, and he picked up the phone, and it was that family that he had been given free rent to for the past however many months he had been giving them rent. And he said they were excited. They were telling me about this church that they were attending. They were attending regularly. They were really wanting to know more about Christ, about being Christians, about what that looked like. But understand, until that man put two and two together and started seeing that as sharing in a way that could build the kingdom, nothing was really changing for that family. But when he began to pray, be purposeful in that giving to that family, what happened? They found Christ. And their lives were changed, not just on this earthly plane of existence, but for eternity. And there may be things that each one of you in this place today are doing that you could connect, you could make more purposeful, ways that you are giving right now that you could be more purposeful. Ask God to come in and intervene in those things and see what he might do in expanding his kingdom. So sharing was foundational to the building of the early church. Sharing is foundational to our current church, to the kingdom of God as it is right now. You know, last time that we met together like this, of course, last week we were at a yearly meeting, but the last time we were all together like this, we talked about how often the kingdom of God is built in ordinary moments. If you think about this as it relates to sharing, think about sharing a sincere compliment. Now, I truly believe people can see through superficial compliments, but I mean, a sincerely given compliment to someone. Now, they may still think that it's superficial because some people just don't like to receive compliments. But if you're purposeful about it and you're truly sincere about it, you might be surprised how God will use that. Even after that cynical person walks away, they may really get to thinking about it. Oh, yeah, that person really meant what they were saying. God might get a hold of them. The Holy Spirit might get a hold of them in a way that we never could, because we're not God Jr. We're just doing God's work. We're his hands and feet. Only God can change a heart. Understand that. We cannot do that. And you know what? That compliment, if it's sincerely given, may go further toward the building of the kingdom of God than what you would ever think it could, if it's sincerely given. How about sharing an impromptu porch visit? I can't tell you how many times, because you know I love to ride a bicycle, how many times I've been out on a bicycle, all nasty, dirty, sweaty, and someone would wave or ask me to stop, and just in that time, not clean, not ready to go visiting people, but just in those impromptu visits, how many times something would open up that wouldn't open up if it were a planned visit, where it was smelling good and properly dressed and you know, not having ridden a bicycle.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.